end of day, the two away. How about Yossi Moore?
Right, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Just want to hear. I want to know what you're saying about this shayla, where a person needs to go to the hospital to visit a chola. A chola shesh b'sakana. He's needed for the tzorich of a chola on Shabbos. So he's told that he can take a taxi to go to the hospital to check out and make sure that everything's been looked after. He's told it's a chola shesh b'sakana. And a lot of times the shayla is that he's there and he's got a long Shabbos afternoon. And the shayla is, does he have to walk back or can he take a taxi back? Taking a taxi back is, on one hand, if it's also to take a, if he hasn't got a heta, it's a big zilzil, it's a big piritza. He's taking a taxi, he's getting a goy to come and do meleches havora, which is a greiser grobi surim. Which, don't forget, Rabbi Falk used to tell me that the best way to be mekayim Isuri Shabbos is by driving a car, because there's 1,000 in every cylinder there's 1,000 sparks, and it's a car can have 4 or 5 cylinders, and per second it's doing many hundreds of sparks. So obviously, and until we go into Emes Hashem, it looks like we're heading towards the electrical cars. So you can see all the number plates now. They've got the green on the left part of the number plate. That means it's only running on electricity. That's going to solve a lot of halacha shailas, by the way. It's going to help us in quite a major way. But at least, kozman, we've got the petrol. Then we're instructing a goy to do malachas d'oraisa. So the shaila is this... Let's start with Shabbos, because Yom Tov is much more kodesh. Yom Tov, to ignite, we all know, we've mentioned this point, that there was a gobble, Bishol, that said if it was up to him on Yom Tov, Be'esim, to drive a car, what would be the Issa to drive a car on Yom Tov? Really, as long as a goy has started up the engine, really, to continue driving the car is no different to you passing fire in order to heat up your soup, which you say you're allowed to do, Melechas Havora L'Soich Uchol Nefesh. So as long as it's Shavu L'Chol Nefesh and it's Mutter, that's the controversy about smoking. But driving a car, some place can want to say that it should be okay. So as this Godel said, that if it was up to him, he'll drive his car around the whole of Yerushalayim and shout at all the people which are smoking to Bismachal Yom Tov. Yeah, because he was of the opinion that smoking would be a problem, or driving a car might not be. Let's get back to our shayla. That's just interesting when I get to Yom Tov. Our shayla is, a person is needed in the hospital to go to a hospital on Shabbos, l'soich ha'chayla, real chayla. And the shayla is, he doesn't always feel comfortable coming back. Misad echad, he has to be careful of zilzil. If it's osa, then he won't be able to take a taxi. Misad sheni, can you be mad to him if he's not in the mood, it's too hot? It's going to, a lot of times... Oh, we're going to come to that. A lot of times, every chumrah, sometimes it comes lidei kula. If we're going to start being machmir on a person that has to walk back from who knows where, then sometimes that leads to kulas and other things. Who says he's mekayim shat, so the shlishes properly, who says mekayim, he comes back neves. It's always good to know vosh state in halacha. The ma'aseh, go into sand. Shulchan Aruch state that when a person goes l'tzorich ha'chayla, there's one line. Shulchan Aruch state in the end of Shin Chavtes, then it's mutter, choizrim b'chleizeinam l'mekoymam. There's a heta in Gemara, vosh state, a person is allowed to come back, even if it's chutz l'tchum, a person is allowed to come back from the chutz l'tchum back to where he was, because if a person wasn't allowed to come back, then hitiru soifim shimt chalosei was scared that he might not go out in the first place. If we're going to be hard on him when he gets there, he might subconsciously think, push it off, it's not so important, I'm not needed. Therefore, Chazal were very scared about this point, and they said, if you go there, then you can come back. Hagoyen Rav Moshe Feinstein was of the opinion, Moedig Atshuva, which Medak, it's hair-raising how he can come out with such a maskana from a deacon Tosfos in Erevin, and he wants to taina that the heta which Chazal gave to come back is matter even for you to do malocha middo oiraisa. You have to appreciate what's going on over here. A person is needed to go to hospital, he can even drive his own car there. Imagine he's not able to get hold of a car when he's there in the hospital to come back. Rav Moshe Feinstein allowed yourself to drive home because of this concept of Hitiru Sofim Shum Tcholosei. It's Mashunadig how Rav Moshe comes out with his maskana. And even in America, it's not so widespread, this kula. Don't forget, you have Atzala members, which they go there. Not so clear, they rely on the different Vadim there. But most Vadim that I'm told, that most Vadim will not rely on this Rav Moshe. that is matir them to do malacha deiraisa. If there's a chashash that there's not many people on board which are able to listen to calls, that's a different shayla. Chaznish already matir that. That's a different story, because then you're going back to be on call. We're talking about where you're not back to be on call. There's plenty of other people in town to take calls. You just want to come back and do a deiraisa, machmas this halacha of itur sofim shum tchilasai. That's a big deal. Reb Moshe was the one that was matir. Reb Shlomo Zalman Oibach, uncharacteristic of him, he writes in his tshuva that I write this tshuva with fear because I know that Agon Agog Reb Moshe Feinstein was matir it. I saw this next door. They got this the new Mincha Shlomo. At the bottom of the Mincha Shlomo, he says, I only wrote this tshuva after receiving mechila from Reb Moshe Feinstein that he allowed me to write a tshuva against him. From a grandson of a Tendler episode. So after receiving permission against the Gaon Shlita, that's why I write a whole tshuva. And I've got a whole lengthy tshuva to say, Versteitzach, Hitur Sofim Shem Tchalosei is only that far. It only allows you to be over Isurim Derabonon, and not only Isurim Derabonon, only Tchum, which has got a shachar, it's not Mefushim Torah. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman says, but even a derabbanon is mefak. He's not so sure which derabbanon is not so clear. Only a tchumim is different of a random derabbanon. And even amir la'akum to ask a goy to do malacha for this person who needs to come back home nishazay poshut. Oh, but benegia to this point, back to our case of asking to come back with a taxi, which is really being over the issa amir la'akum. You're asking a goy to do malacha when malacha is deraisa for you. That Reb Shlomo Zalman says. Botla Dati, Agon Chasam Sefer was Matir, he said, if Chazal were Matir Erevin, then they were Matir Osamir, Isamir La'akum. Everybody's got a whole cheshbon to explain why, and therefore, Sef Posek in that Shuvah of Shlem Zam Reibach, he said that Kedai Chasam Sefer, Lismicholov, as Mekan Mekazan, this Yesod of Itur Sefim Shum Tchilase is Matir, not only Erevin, is also Matir, the Isa of Amir La'akum. So this person was asking me, he said he felt, you know, it's a very funny, it's a very awkward situation to be in, you know, Misadachad, he wants to walk home, Misadachad, he doesn't want to, they're not sure, you know, should you rely on it, shouldn't you rely on it, it's a gusha shikalada, it's not so poshut, but it's very interesting to know that the tshuva before that tshuva is Shlomo Zalman's matir to open fridges on Shabbos. It's very hard to find the person who's machmir, I don't know, maybe the olim are machmir to not to open a fridge on Shabbos, anyone make sure that you open it. I know some people open it b'shinoi. They put a towel around your epizazoi to make sure they have a shein chumra. But it's become quite widespread to rely on this Reb Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman's got gor geshmak achidish when it comes to a fridge. Moridig chap why he believes that it's mutter to open a fridge. Hagam, you're going to interfere. Yezecha going to interfere with the system. But since it's not going to happen straight away, so it's like a grumma, and it's also a psikresha. Shlomo Zalman's got mshunidig chap. That psikresha with the grammar is mutter kal v'chomer from amir la'akum b'psikresha. It sounds complicated. It's very, very poshut. If I ask a goy to do malacha, which involves a psikresha, we know it's mutter. You can ask a rishon gimel sifrei state. You can take if there's a kadera on top of your radiators, you can ask a goy to switch on the radiator if it's cold, even though it's a psikresha that she's going to be cooking food. A psikresha by a goy is mutter. So if already by a goy, it's mutter to do psikresha. So kavachoma, when it comes to groma, with a psikresha, is going to be okay. Why is groma psikresha better off? Because amir lakum is also mokum hefsid. Mashenkin groma is mutter mokum hefsid. Yeah, we're going to lose you. The nakuda is of shlim zah. That's another tshuva, a shein of tshuva which shlim zah has got when he gets to opening fridges.
If this person's going to the hospital with his son or his brother, is that okay?
That's an interesting point, because over here, can he schlep someone else along with him?
Yeah.
So he wants to take company with him. It's not so clear, because mitzad echad, the goy...
If the choyla needs to be, well...
Yeah, but if the choyla needs to be, well, so that's partial. Yeah, but you've got to be careful how you stretch this, because yisuva data, well, matir, even to do the raisins, mishum yisuva data to make the choyla feel better, but it's got limitations. It's got the place ready to say it has to really improve his health in a quite direct way. Not so partial. First, bialoch mishin chavches brings this when you get to the yesh mefoshim of the Magen Mishnah. It's a big deal about this topic. Not so partial to stun me, make on that, to bring someone along, not so nishadu geshmak. Okay. Let's move on to the next point. A very interesting shayla. I thought kipshutoi, before I looked into the shayla, I thought kipshutoi is zicha osa. I was surprised that the poskim were naming on that zicha muta. It was a bit of a surprise to me. Erev Shavuos, this was the night before Shavuos, where are we up to? Thursday night, there was someone who was preparing, who was making a cheesecake. She was making a cheesecake. Someone's wife was making a cheesecake. And for supper that night, she had fleishigs. So she had schnitzel, whatever it was, she had fleishigs last Thursday night, just before Shavuos, she had fleishigs. Maisa, an hour later, she was busy making cheesecake, and she was extremely tempted to taste the cheese in the cheesecake to see whether she had put the right consistencies of cheese in to make sure it's got salt. She just wanted to taste if it's good. It's very choshev about her. She's got guests coming, and it's very choshev to know. She doesn't have to eat it. She doesn't even have to bite it. Poshev to lick it, but more than lick it. So you give her just to saliva, and she's happy to spit it out. It's gone to sand. Kipshuta, I would have thought that would have been a problem. The Maisa looked into the postgame with this. What's mafurish in the postgame is the other way around, where a person is not b'cheskas basari. She starts up, if a person initially tastes something on their tongue and spits it out, then shtein prichodosh, they don't become fleishik. That's taka into sand. Unless you want to taste cholent and you give a little slavery a lick over it and you spit it out, shtein prichodosh, you don't become fleishik. I thought that's efsha because to make you fleishik, so efsha that doesn't make you fleishik. But emol you fleishik, so now go ahead and now taste your cheese blintzer, your cheesecake. This is feels treif. The Maisa I saw in the Das Torah, many poskim, they're all bringing down that it's exactly the same thing. That even if you bevada fleishik, imagine you're completely fleishik. If now you want to taste a cheesecake, you want to chase the cheese, and you plan to spit it out, it was a chiddush to me to say that that's going to be okay. The Maisa came out, although even Rav Eliashiv was okay with this. That's taka, it was a bit of a chiddush to me when you get to that. Let me share with you a very final point. I know it's going back a bit, but the Maisa, we go into Santa Chap that we said that Benegea to we had 2 days Yom Tov, it was Sunday and Monday. So you had Sunday, the first day of Shavuos, and Monday was the second day of Shavuos. And we know there were those people which they needed to bring Yom Tov early, so they brought Yom Tov early. They daven Maariv 7:48, daven Maariv very, very early, and with the intention of finishing Maariv, let's say 10 past 8. And 10 past 8, they will come home and they'll have a meal, and they'll make sure to finish the meal before Shkia, because they cooked that day before Shkia, so you can't have an off from it after Shkia, because it could be it's already the next day. You can't cook from one day to the next. Oh, but it's very interesting, the point that we brought up last time was, could there be a problem of at the time that the person preparing the meal is taking out the soup and heating up the soup and preparing all the salads and doing all malachas, when are they going to benefit from all those malachas from the chicken soup? Only after the Kabbalah Yom Tov Sheni, after the Mekabal Yom Tov Sheni, and they make a Shachiyonah, and they daven, and they say Kiddush, only afterwards are they being Nehene from what they did beforehand. And we discussed this last week, very interesting point, that those who make Yom Tov early might have a problem, because at the time that they're preparing the food, it's Yom Tov Rishon, and they're only going to benefit from it after the Mekabal Yom Tov Sheni. So we handled Ahin and Sarik, it's going to sound, there's some called Psharid of Livsky. Zavlivsky from Eretz Yisrael, got a greater poysik, which lived a couple of years ago, and he brings that it was Nagea to Mishpachas Sassoon Ba'Anglia. He writes this, it goes to Santa letter, and he said, I heard that the Rabbonim in London were makel for people which are bringing Yom Tov early, that they want to bring Yom Tov early, they can prepare whatever they like for a time which is after Maariv, and there's no problem. He says, "Ola nias daiti einu ke the kibin shasur kalaila." Once a person's mekabel it to make a laila, then bavada yesh lahachme to all the preparations that took place before Maariv, and you're only going to benefit from it after Maariv. He wants to time this tackle a problem. This joins the shitta of the Yisroel's Truva that says that not only to cook from one day Yom Tov to another day Yom Tov is a problem, but to cook before your Maariv, for a time which is after your Ma'ariv, this is Oicha problems. It's interesting that it wasn't only a Shitta Yechidah that we saw last week when he gets to Yisrael's Truva, there's also Cyrus of Lisky also wants to share this same point. He says, I heard that the Rabbonim in London are Meiko, and he said, it's also to cook from day one for after Kabbalah Yom Tov Sheni, that would also involve the problem, because you find in Shulchan Aruch state, if a person damages Ma'ariv early, and he realizes after Ma'ariv that he didn't put tefillin on. That's machzakam. And after Ma'ariv, he remembers he didn't yet put tefillin on. Shulchan Aruch state, you can't put tefillin on. You made it Laila, you've davened Ma'ariv, you've made it Laila, you can't put tefillin on. Shulchan Aruch state, a person hears a shmur kreva that a relative was nifta, and it's already midbayt yom, he can't call that day as yom, he can't call that day as yom rishon, because it's already, he made it Laila. So Kehina v'Kehina, they want to be mechazik. They bring a rise from tefillin and from the Shmuel Krova to say that could well be that to do malacha before Kabbalah Yom Tov Sheni. For after Kabbalah Yom Tov Sheni, that could be an issue. Just a reminder for next year. Go ahead. Yes, that will be later.